How many times have you heard things like, keep your religion to yourself, it only belongs in the church or your home? Well, now comes a story where police tell a woman she cannot pray in her own home, and they threaten her with arrest. It sounds outrageous, but you never know in modern America as things become increasingly more secular. We're going to talk right now with Mary Ann Soss and also with an attorney, Stephanie Taub, who's involved with First Liberty Institute. That's the group Kelly Shackelford founded. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And welcome to both of you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. Now, it seems outrageous, but tell us what happened. I guess we'll start with you, Mary Ann, since you're the one that was involved in all this.
Yes. I'm formerly a rape victim, and one night there was knocking and banging on my door. Nobody had identified themselves. They later came back and said it was the police. They, of course, you know, wanted entry into my home. They were very angry. You could tell by their body language, their tone of voice. It was very intimidating. They wanted to come in my home. They came in, searched through, but before they had come in, on display, I had my constitutional pamphlet and my Bill of Rights given to me from a congressman. So it was on display. I handed it or showed it to him through the storm door, and one officer said mockingly, laughing, that it was just a piece of paper. It meant nothing to them. Anyway, I was threatened to go to jail.
Well, wait, can I stop you for a second? What state was this in?
This is in Kansas.
In Kansas, okay. And what time of day was this?
This was at nighttime.
Okay, and was there anything that prompted them to even come to your door in the first place?
Well, at that time, I did not know, nor did they explain that. It wasn't until they left with what they had done and were already leaving is when I found out what they were there for.
Which
but
was?
During the whole ordeal, I did not know, and I was unaware.
Wow. Okay, and what was the complaint? Yes.
The alleged noise violation that my radio show was on too loud.
So you had your radio on too loud, a neighbor complained, the police came, but you weren't informed by the police that that's why they were even there in the first place.
Exactly, and I do not believe at all that the radio was on too loud. In fact, the whole time when the officers were in my home, even with a witness there, myself, they never said turn down the radio.
Huh.
The radio was never an issue, ever, the whole time they were in my home.
Okay, now how does prayer fit into all this?
Well, I was threatened that I was going to go to jail. And the one, I got very scared. I'd asked the officer if I could pray. My friend had asked, what was I going to jail for? There was still no answer to why I was going to jail. And then from there, I got very, very petrified and had asked, could I pray? I was told by Officer 1, yes. So I got down on a prayer rug and knelt, put my head to the ground, and I prayed my prayer silently. The number two
let me just stop you for a second. Prayer rug, a lot of times people associate that with Islam, but you're of the Christian faith, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to clarify. All right, go on.
Yes, sir. And at that point, Officer 2 walked in, asked what I was doing, and Officer 1 said she's praying, only said mockingly, laughingly, belittling, anything. It was like to enrage me. I was told by Officer 2, stop praying, stop praying. And it was very, very scary. So, of course, got the tickets, and it was one of the most, if not the scariest night of my life, and an outrage.
Wow. Did you say you got a ticket?
There were two tickets issued. The first ticket was for interference with law enforcement and disorderly conduct. The reason was, how it was explained by the officers, is because I did not allow them entry into my home the first time. The second ticket was a noise violation.
Okay, now you've got on the line, we have on the line, Stephanie Taub, who is one of the counsel, one of the attorneys with First Liberty Institute. Stephanie, your comments on this whole case.
Yes, what happened to Ms. Soss was outrageous. The police can't order someone to stop praying when they don't have any legitimate law enforcement reason for doing so. So we're bringing this court or this case before the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and we hope that the 10th Circuit will recognize that we all have a clearly established constitutional right to pray in our own homes.
Yeah, I mean, this just seems so crazy. Now, you deal with all kinds of religious liberties and threats to religious liberty all the time, Stephanie, and your organization does, which, by the way, I think is a wonderful group. But this one seems almost bizarre. I mean, it seems unique. It's like, how could this happen? And yet these stories are happening more and more. So it's like, after a while, you know, we've just almost become tone deaf to them.
Mm-hmm. Right. I haven't seen anything quite like this. Just the fact that they continue to harass her for praying, it's shocking, really. So we hope that the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals will listen to our case and give Ms. Soss, allow her to have her day in court.
Okay. Now, one of the things that's said in the press release, and I don't know how it's relevant to this particular issue other than to just say something about her own background, she's a Catholic former nurse. So you used to be a nurse and so forth.
I still am licensed as a nurse, although I'm getting much better from a double mastectomy.
Oh, I see. So you're kind of in recovery physically. Right, I see. Okay.
I had, that issue and, you know, a few little health issues, but my spiritual life is the core of who I am, and my prayer does affect who I am, and especially, you know, for us when we're suffering also.
Sure.
So, you know, prayer is very essential, period.
Yeah. So, Stephanie, it sounds like these officers need to go to sensitivity training to understand that, hey, there are citizens out here who take religion seriously.
It sounds like it. And to just understand that you can't violate their First Amendment freedoms like this.
Okay. And as far as the city of Lewisburg is concerned, is this... typical? I mean, I've never even heard of it. Where exactly is that within Kansas? Is it a suburb of a bigger city?
It's a suburb outside of Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, approximately 45 miles south, a town of 4,300 people.
You know, isn't a lot of that kind of a, I don't want to say Bible Belt, because that would be more the South, but there's a lot of Christian activity, I think, in that area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there is. Yes, sir. We are a very strong Christian community, not just of my Catholic faith, but my, you know, Protestant brothers and sisters are there, and it's a wonderful little community.
Huh. It just seems like a misunderstanding. Now, going back to when you first heard the banging on the door, and it turns out it was police. Stephanie, any comment about the law in terms of, you know, are we obligated, if somebody's banging on the door, are we obligated that we must open that door, thinking that, oh, this could be the police? I don't know. I'm just asking about the law.
Well, generally not. And right now, for the purposes of our appeal, we're focusing on the First Amendment issues that are at issue here in the appeal. We're not focusing on Fourth Amendment issues. So right now, we really are just asking the Court of Appeals to vindicate Ms. Soss's right to pray in the privacy of her own home.
Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I don't know why liberals today just ignore that last phrase in the First Amendment. Your comment, Stephanie.
Yes, we're seeing this more and more. Threats to religious liberty are coming in all fronts. And we know that most police officers are doing a wonderful job defending our country, but right now,
I'm glad you said that.
It's incidents like this that are really disturbing, and we hope that these are isolated instances and that the government and the courts of appeals can make it right.
Mm-hmm. And so,
if I may interject,
yes, go ahead, Marianne.
I would like to say that I have nothing but the utmost respect for officers. As a former rape victim, they were the ones who helped capture my rapists and protect me and keep me safe. I just wanted to add that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. So basically, the bottom line is you were mocked at a time of prayer, and you were even, well, anything further you want to say about the incident, Marianne, from your perspective as far as the anti-Christian perspective?
I just know that prayer is for protection of, you know, evil and to build us up and courage and strength. And we are in a battle right now, good versus evil. And I just would like to say that I'm looking for an apology, and hopefully the court will let me have my day in court. And, you know, I just think that we should never try to stop people praying in their homes.
Yeah, ever. Praying in their own homes. And that is amazing. Did you ask the police later if they about this and just not get anywhere? And that's when you decided, at what point did you turn to First Liberty?
Well, I didn't turn to First Liberty. God presented them to me. But I did go to the city, the chief of police, the former chief of police, and this chief of police, Timothy Bauer. I even hand-wrote 5-page notarized document asking questions on this. I patiently waited for 2 years because I did not want to take this to court. And then at the deadline, of course, I got no answers. Thus, I took it to court as pro se in federal court in Kansas. So I just know that this case is important because we have to stand up for prayer in our home. You cannot tell us not to pray, especially in our home.
Okay. Stephanie, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, we just hope that the Tenth Circuit will listen to Ms. Schoss and give her a chance to have her day in court and to just reestablish or restate that the First Amendment clearly protects our right to pray in our own home.
Okay. Anything else about the case? I think we've basically wrapped it all up. It sounds very clear.
I think that's it.
Okay. FirstLiberty.org for more information. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Thank you.